Good day to you all. I am Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, delivering your weekly finance news wrap on this Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. Let's dive into what has been a vibrant week in Australian business and financial news. In a testament to the rising confidence among Australian SMEs, OnDeck Australia reported an astounding 246% year-on-year uptick in broker-originated small business loans. This spike comes from the November 2024 figures, indicating that more and more small and medium enterprises are leaning towards broker-assisted financial solutions. Other exciting news from OnDeck is the marked improvement in their Lightning Loans approval time, now reduced to just 63.6 minutes, a significant cut from last year's average. OnDeck's prediction of further growth in the sector due to easing inflation and possible interest rate cuts for 2025 hold a promising outlook for SMEs. However, caution is required in this dynamic environment, as highlighted by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. The AFCA has issued a serious warning to SMEs against the hazards of engaging with unregulated lenders. The importance of partnering with regulated lenders cannot be stressed enough for the safety of your ventures. Always remember to confirm the lender's AFCA membership to protect your business. Moving on to the share market, it has been a week of ups and downs for the S&P/ASX 200 index. An announcement of U.S. tariffs shook investor confidence, resulting in a drop of 1.3%. This hit the financial sector heavily, with significant declines being seen across Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank, and Westpac shares. Meanwhile, the materials sector wasn't spared either, with BHP and Rio Tinto both recording losses. On a more positive note, the market sprung back early this week when the ASX 200 gained 0.8% after China's announcement of new economic stimulus measures targeting growth and consumption. This move boosted investor sentiment, particularly in the mining sector, with stocks like Rio Tinto, Fortescue Metals Group, and BHP witnessing significant gains. Even in these volatile times, financial experts remind us of the value of diversification and staying informed. Sound advice indeed. That's it for your weekly wrap today. To learn more about securing personal and business loan finance, come visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off until next time. Stay informed and stay financially savvy.